Sean is out today, but he's agreed to call us to talk about this, and I think we have to start the program, Sean, with acknowledging the fact that we've lost a great one.
Jay, by the way, thanks for doing the show, number one. You're a good friend. You know what's amazing? And all these years we did this show together, do you know every single conservative friend of mine, you included, Laura Ingraham included, Bill Cunningham included? I mean, I can't tell you the number of my friends on my that agree with me politically that just knew the guy that I knew together, that I worked with together, an amazing human being. And, you know, when we started this show, Jay, when Fox News went on the air in October 1996, nobody thought we had a shot. Neither one of us had a lot of TV experience. And every single day, you know, we were working on really just trying to hold our own and survive in those early years. And the amazing thing was that even though we had political disagreements, he got along with all of my friends. And, he used to always say to me, you know, your friends always treat me better than my friends treat you. And maybe it was a tribute to him over me, but he was an amazing, amazing guy. He had a wit, a sense of humor, a quickness. Yep. And more importantly, I mean, he was
somebody that loved free speech. I'll tell you that. We had him, when we're privileged to have him come down and join us at Regent University for a symposium where he was one of the guests, and he was just phenomenal. I mean, this was a guy that loved free speech and did not mind, as you said, Sean, speaking to an audience that didn't agree with him, and they walked away, maybe not agreeing, certainly not agreeing in most cases, but they loved the guy.
And that was the magic of Alan, and he also, because he had the stand-up comedy background, I can't tell you how many times I've often said that it's the most difficult people to debate are comedians, because they can switch on a dime. You can think you've got them pinned up against the wall and you made all your great political points, and then all of a sudden, you know, he takes all of the air out of your balloon, and Alan would do that. I want to say that, you know, when we started, Jay, in 96, we never thought we were going to make it very long. So we really collaborated and really worked hard behind the scenes together to make the show a success. And I know people may remember the fact that politically we disagreed.
Right.
But the one thing that we always agreed on was that we wanted this show to work. And it really did. It became a huge hit. And we were both so very proud of that. And it was us working together as friends behind the scenes every day and trying to make this thing work. But the one thing that really stands out about Alan, you know how contentious the political atmosphere is in the country right now.
Yep.
And he, you know what? The mics would go off. He believed everything he said. When he wrote his book, listen, it drove me crazy, absolutely insane. But he believed it. And we'd argue, and then after the show, we were discussing how we can do a better show the next day. And we were discussing, I'll tell you one other thing. You know, I without divulging everything that I've known for a while, when he first was diagnosed with his illness, and he had a big fight ahead of him, and we actually were very hopeful that things would turn around for him. He said to me, this is easy for me. I'm just worried about my wife. I don't want her to worry. I don't want her to be upset. And that kind of captures the Alan that I knew. He always thinking about somebody else. He was the most generous human being, the nicest guy to ever work with. If you got to work with somebody that you don't agree with politically, he was the guy. And I was very honored all these years to work with him. I know people thought because we disagreed politically, we never got along, and that was never true. And I just have such a deep respect for him. It's a really tough day. I got like a hole in my heart.
Yep.
I talked to Monica Crowley, his sister-in-law, and she's heartbroken. His poor wife is devastated. They're both wonderful people. They did so much for him, and he did so much for them. And I'm very, very impressed with it really was a tribute to Alan to hear from every single major conservative that ever went on our show today how much they liked him and how much, even though they disagreed, what a good guy, what a great person, what a fun person to be around. And so it's a tough day. It's I deal with everything. The one thing I've always had the most difficulty dealing with is death. And I was hoping this day would never come. I was hoping for a miracle. Yep. And I can tell you this, he went out fighting. He went out with great courage. And even in his toughest, latest moments in life, he was thinking about everybody else but himself. And that's the guy that he was.
Well, as you said, Sean, he's a great one. I spent a lot of time with him on your program in the for so many years, but also, as I said, we've had him in a number of events where he spoke in debates and programs, and even at the dinner table with students. Usually, I would have students from Regent University around him, and he was so engaging, so warm. People loved him, and yeah. we will not forget, and we will pray for and continue to pray for his family.
And he had a wicked sense of humor.
Yes.
He was a stand-up, wicked sense of timing. And he had a way of deflating, tense moments with that sense of humor. And that made him, we used to always say, Alan's the lovable liberal. And he loved being called that because he felt liberals should be compassionate. He lived out that life in his personal life. And so I have great admiration for him. I have a hole in my heart today. My prayers are so with his wife and Craig Crowley. They're devastated. They lost, a husband, a brother-in-law, and we all lost a dear friend. And I was very proud, very honored, and I feel very blessed to have had the opportunity to work with him, because it was a collaboration, and we achieved more success than we ever dreamed of. When we beat Larry King, we became number one on that time slot.
That was a big day.
Well, and we sustained it, and when he moved on, and by the way, his sense of humor comes out. Well, I elected Obama. I did my job. Along with that. That's what he said to me.
Yeah.
On air. And,
well, he was a true believer, that's for sure.
He gave me a copy of the Communist Manifesto. That's so Alan,
Yeah, right. He was a true believer. I mean, he believed what he said. He wasn't pretending. That was who he was.
I think that was one of the real reasons for the success of the show. I mean, I think my audience knows, you know me for a long time.
Yep.
You believe everything you say. I believe everything I say. And he believed everything he said. But he had an ability to turn it off. Had an ability to, he had the human side of him. He wasn't like these crazy, people in the streets and marching and trying to silence conservatives. The one thing, you mentioned freedom of speech, the one thing we always, always, always agreed on was free speech issues. Because we both knew we made our living with freedom
sure.
of speech. It didn't matter if it was politically incorrect, if it was controversial, it was over the top. He was the staunchest defender. And he didn't like, I can tell you this, he didn't like when conservatives were shut down.
Right, I know that.
On college campuses. He didn't like that his side was doing that. He felt it was a kind of, liberal fascism, and he felt like, well, hear these people out. Let's have the debate. Let's make it free, open, fair debate and a dialogue, discussion, an exchange of ideas and principles. And I admire him for that, too. Jay, he died too young. I mean, yeah. He's such a young man. He had so much life in him. And that's the hard part. If somebody's 90, 95, you get it. You understand. They had a full life. And he was so full of life. The one other thing I want to add, he loved a microphone. And for his radio audience, and I know we share some audience, he loved every single solitary moment he spent on the air. It was his passion. It was his vocation. It was his hobby. It was his life. Even when he was really sick and I would see him, he still was, he was pushing through and doing his radio show. And I'm like, what are you doing here? I used to, I'd argue with him about that. I'd say, you need to be resting. You need to be taking care of yourself. And he couldn't pull himself away from the microphone because he loved it, and he loved his audience, and he loved what he was doing, and he loved life. So I just because we have disagreements sometimes, you can really see the good in a person, and he represented everything that I would want, that going to live true to their ideology and their principles. This, to me, you know, he embodied that, and we lost a dear friend today, Jay.
We sure did, and a liberal in the classic sense, and the party that is now operating and the liberals that are now operating did not have the convictions of Alan Combs on free speech, that's for sure, and free discourse, as you said. He was a protector of it. He wanted to hear both sides. He'd argue intensely, but he would listen also, and that was he'll be missed. And again, thoughts and prayers for his family. And Sean, thanks for taking time out today to join us on this.
Thank you for giving me the time, and our thoughts and prayers, really especially for his wife, Jocelyn, and Monica, and the rest of his family, and they're having a tough day.
Yeah. Our thoughts and prayers will continue for them. All right, thanks, Sean. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, buddy.